Now, as the Ebola crisis gets worse, cardiac patients are going untreated. Women are giving delivery without assistance. You've got automobile accidents with people's legs cut off and nobody will accept them into an ER. It's so much bigger than people realize and that people accept. What we need is hundreds of healthcare workers in these countries immediately. Hundreds. And we're getting dribs and drabs. And we don't need... I know you have a lot of very motivated viewers and listeners. We don't need the do-gooder who's never been out in a crisis before. That's very nice of you to all, a volunteer, but you're not necessary. We need people who have history of working under great trauma, who know how to work in the tropical heat, who know how to maintain personal infection control, and are prepared to deal with some psychologically devastating things.
And the implication of the disease spreading into Nigeria?
Unbelievably important. Now, let's be cautious. At this moment, we have no evidence of secondary transmission. So everybody that's been proven to have Ebola in Nigeria got it directly from this one fellow, Patrick Sawyer, a Liberian businessman who flew for a meeting to Lagos and contaminated people who were part of his entourage and the medical providers who cared for him.
A Liberian-American, right?
A Liberian-American. However, one of the nurses under quarantine, a suspect but not proven case, fled quarantine a couple of days ago, went to the city of Enugu, and now more than 120 people of her contacts are under observation. In addition, at least two of the individuals, one his escort and the other a physician, have died of Ebola in Lagos. The concern, of course, is if it gets beyond that circle, because you cannot ask for a more chaotic city than Lagos, Nigeria. Anybody that's there has ever been there knows there's no such thing as a street map for most of the city. Contact tracing, finding, you know, who might have infected who. Oh, my goodness. And on top of it all, they have a national doctor strike, they have a civil war, and they have a national election. And, oh, yes, Boko Haram.